tiger, tiger, burning bright through the forests of the night. Everett was the hand, and I could frame thy fearful Sumatra. Everett could cage it in a line of thought, line of verse. Everett knew what words were worth. Everett's words were diamond words. Whenever you heard them, something stirred inside of you. That's what poets do. Oh, Everett, he never had a square meal in 30 years. But men don't live by bread alone. You could find him anytime, slouched upon his high chair, drinking scotch and staring at his crotch. He slept on sofas, slept on floors. Some nights he slipped out of doors. Napkin bags and envelopes were the places Everett wrote his masterworks. And all of us young Turks gathered up the scraps that Everett tossed into our laps. That's how Everett won his fame. We print them under Everett's name every year or two, 'cause that's what poets do. Who was the man behind the mask? None of us ever dared to ask. Poetry was Everett's shield and sword. Despair could be its own reward when despair was polished hard until it shone like a precious stone for all pain to sparkle. Words do. And all of us at the Maple Leaf knew that he would come to grief. Some folks live so close to death that you can swear you smell it on their breath. Yes, poets dream, poets drink, poets live life on the brink, poets smoke, poets die, and if you ever ask them why, they'll tell you they don't have a clue. They'll tell you that's just what poets do. So Everett's body turned to ash. We all had a mighty bash. People came from near and far to toast the bard at the bard's bar. We knew he would have done the same for us. And Everett, wherever you are, leaning on some heavenly bar, sloshed upon some sacred stool where God serves his holy fools, even while you damn him to his face. Oh, Everett, I know you've got his grace. And as I listened at your wake, I saw how only you could make triumph out of tragedy, tragedy into a divine comedy. Your words will outlive you. 'Cause Everett, that's just what poets do.